talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. Exchange Club.
And we're off and running on this getaway Friday, July the 14th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour. Can you believe it is, we're already through. Boy, the cops are after us. First Exchange Club of the new era here at WGH Radio. Matt, are they after you? Is that what's going on?
Man, I guess so.
That is loud. But in any event, you are tuned into the new WGH Radio Friday programming schedule. Well, I guess this isn't even the tail end because we'll be back tonight. But from 8 to 10, or 8 to 9, excuse me, I'll be on live as I was this morning. Pastor Whitaker from 9 to 10, and then I'll be back from 10 to 11 for the time being. Then we have Pastor Craig's new show, which he just got phone calls. That was great. From 11 to 12, and then Pastor Craig, Matt, and myself, and maybe we'll have a guest from time to time on this show, a guest panelist, whatever, from 12 to 1. And then, of course, we have Friday Night Live tonight from 8 to 10, which will be Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, and myself, and tonight, a special guest. Now, I'm not saying who it is, because every time we say, something bad happens. So, we're just going to let them come in tonight, and when the show starts, we'll announce them. So, Matt, you actually booked this one.
Yeah.
Through consultation. Now, don't say who it is. Not that I'm even sure people would know who it is, to be honest. But what's your expectation for 8 to 10 tonight?
Oh, it's going to be amazing. The last time.
Oh, that's the best I've heard so far.
The last time they were on, it was nice.
Now, but they've never been on Friday night, so we want to say that it'll be a new person tonight. Now, how do you think they would compare to the other three ladies of Camden and Olivia and Emily?
I think she's better than all three of them.
Well, there you go. That's all you need to know. Pastor Craig, you know who this is.
Yes, I do.
But we're not saying.
No, we're not.
We're not telling anybody.
No, we're not.
What's your feeling? You going to listen tonight?
I'm going to listen tonight, and
it's appointment radio.
Yeah. I'm setting my alarm clock so I can get up 15 minutes before the show comes on, and I'm going to listen to it.
And I should mention that Bob Welsh came all the way from Columbus, Ohio today. He delivered our 9th anniversary pizza crust. It is on the wall now here at WGH Radio. And we thank Bob for all he's done for us over the year and all I'm sure he'll do for us in the future. But he also delivered us a top 10 list for today.
Hey, yeah,
so tonight
right.
It's going to be a top 10 as well during this big, big, big broadcast. Well, you know, I feel like it's Friday Night Live is the title of it. So every Friday night, Matt, I want you to say, live from Marion, Ohio, this is Friday night.
Okay.
Like Saturday Night Live. That's,
yeah, just
now,
like that.
We also have your new sign-off. Do you want to hit us with it a little bit here?
Sure. So, for Matthew Morgan, Scott Spears, Pastor Craig, and everybody else here at WWGH, where Washington crosses the Delaware... Thanks for listening.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
That wasn't too bad.
That wasn't bad. It'll come to you. It'll be rolling off your tongue.
Now, tonight you have to do it again, but you'll use different names because there'll be different people there.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get so good at it that it rolls off your tongue, but you say the wrong names.
Got to get the names right.
Okay.
That's important. Sure. So that's tonight, and we don't want to miss that for love nor money, 8:15 till 10 p.m. tonight. It's going to be a spectacular show, I think. Now, is there anything we want to cover from this morning? This morning was a big morning here. We had Sheriff Bailey come in and speak for the first time since he left office in 2020. First media interview he's done, and he had a lot of interesting things to say.
Pulled no punches.
And he's retired now, so he doesn't have anything to win or lose. Now, do you remember Sheriff Bailey?
No, I really don't, because I'm kind of new to the Marion. I'm new to Marion as far as paying attention to politics and things like that.
What did you have to... What was your feeling on Sheriff Bailey?
I just feel like listening to it, you know, he was referring to some things that I had just barely heard about, but I just felt like he was just being honest. He was talking from the heart, you know, he said what he really felt, And he didn't, you know, without getting derogatory or calling names or anything like that, he just said what how he saw the situation. And really, it was kind of hard to argue with him, you know, as far as the facts were stated.
Matt, you were not aware of Sheriff Bailey before today, but what'd you make of him?
Oh, Sheriff Bailey's a really cool guy. He talks like an average guy, you know. He doesn't, like he said, he doesn't hold back anything. He gives his opinions as they are.
Now, he had some pretty sharp comments today for our sheriff, and I'm not, this is paraphrasing because it's not like I went back and listened to the interview, but I believe what he said was, and maybe my co-host here will back me up on this, that Sheriff Bales has set the sheriff department back 50 years.
Yep.
I mean, that's the headline to come out of that interview from a former 16-year sheriff.
And then later on in the morning, or later on in the interview, you know, he outlined his predecessors. And he mentioned his three predecessors. And he mentioned how he remembers them as each one of them bringing the sheriff department, you know, up with the times, up to speed, whether it be technology or whatever, just kind of, you know, progressing in a positive manner. And then you compare that to what he said earlier about, you know, this current sheriff taking it back 50 years, you know, that it's kind of like a complete thought there said in two separate statements, you know. My predecessors kept it updated, brought the sheriff's department up to date, policies, procedures, technology, etc., and the current sheriff basically is taking it back 50 years.
Now, Matt, when you heard that, what'd you make of that? Because that's the headline out of that interview, I believe.
Yeah.
I thought that, I mean, there's a possibility that he's blowing it out of proportion, maybe, but coming from a man who's been doing it for a long time, it's kind of startling.
Well, I'll tell you, if this line does not is not on par with the line about Sheriff Bales, you know what? We're getting a phone call, so let's stick with that, and then we'll come back to where we are. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, what he said about taking it back 50 years is he was talking about how the sheriff used to hire all new crew.
Right. Now, did you hear the whole Sheriff Bailey interview?
No, I didn't get the whole thing.
Well, what'd you make of what you heard?
I liked what I heard. I mean, I thought Bailey was an all right sheriff. I mean, you know, I think he did a good job, and he didn't, you know, like you say, didn't get derogatory, but he mentioned a few of his concerns, you know, that he had about things.
Well, like I say, the other headline out of that interview, if it's not equal to that, it certainly is close, and that was the comment directed toward Bill Collins, who is running for mayor, and he said he would not endorse Bill Collins, he would not vote for Bill Collins, and that the reason is ethics. Now, that's very interesting.
Yeah, I heard that.
Now, what do you make of that?
Well, I don't know what all the other sheriff, this current sheriff, is doing, but, you know, what he, you know, said about it, you know, I think there's means there, you know, too.
Well, now, do you think that's going to deter? Now, but he also did say he thought Bill would win. He said it's just the way it is right now in Marion.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's not I'm not taking nothing away from Glenn. I like Glenn Coble, but Glenn Coble just don't have the name recognition. You know, there's going to be a lot of people who don't know nothing about Bill Collins, but they've heard that name so much, you know.
Well, and I'm only saying this because I've covered elections here for a long, long time, and I don't think name recognition means anything right now. I think if you have an R next to your name, pretty good chance you're going to win, and if you have a D, pretty good chance you're going to lose.
Oh, yeah, there's a difference there, but I think also the name makes a, you know, big, it's going to make a big part of it with somebody that's, you know, so well-known as Bill Collins in the Marion.
Do you think Bill Collins is well-known? I mean, do you think if we went outside anybody who works in the media or, I mean, would you know Bill Collins if you weren't listening to this station or involved?
No, I wouldn't. But there's a lot of people in Marion politics and, you know, professional people that would know about Bill Collins.
Well, we'll see how that all shakes out. Well, how do you like the new Friday night lineup here?
Yeah, I think he, you know,
a Friday Day lineup.
What's that guy's name that's doing that, done that show last hour?
Pastor Craig, he's right here.
Oh,
you weren't listening on Sunday mornings, I guess.
Yeah, I thought he was one of the pastors. I recognize him.
He's here with us right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did a good job.
There you go. So you'll be a listener every week.
Oh yeah.
There
yeah,
you go.
He brought up a lot of stuff. You know, talking about Mary and what's going on, and it was nice to know some of that stuff. Even though I can't get out and go, but
right. But you want to know what's going on.
Right.
Be in the know. That's right. Well, hey, thank you.
Yep.
All right.
You know, if I could just sum it up, my feeling is, if you read between the lines, you wanted to condense it down. Basically, you know, former sheriff was saying, my predecessors spent their terms restoring integrity to the office, and now we've got a sheriff that's gone back to the good old boy network.
What about the Bill Collins comment? I won't vote for him for ethical reasons. Or well, well, and the sheriff lives in, former Sheriff Bailey lives in the county, so he's not voting regardless. Yeah. But if he had to, it would be for ethical reasons. He would not.
It all kind of ties back to that, you know, integrity versus the good old boy network. You know, your friends take care of friends. You kind of get what you want, even though maybe it's not quite what the law says, but we'll bend the rules.
Matt, what do you think? What did you make of the ethic comment?
Directed
at Bill Collins.
I think that considering, so one time I was talking to my friend's mom actually about the election and she thought that Bill Collins had already won the mayor.
That's not a good sign for Glenn.
It is not a good sign. So when there's that high of a probability that Bill Collins is going to win and Tim Bailey, who has worked with him for many years, doesn't like him for ethical reasons. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, you'll get to vote. Well, you don't live in Marion City, though.
I do not.
Okay. Well, there we go. What can you say? Yep. If anybody has anything to say about the Sheriff Bailey interview that they would like to throw out here, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts on the Sheriff Bailey interview, all I want to do is thank him for coming in. He has not done any media since 2020. He agreed to come back and do this, and I appreciate that he did. And he was honest, and he was live, and there was no conditions on that interview. He answered everything and didn't know what we was going to ask him. So there you go. Thank you, Sheriff Bailey. All right. Well, you know, I was talking about this earlier, secrets. This is my thing Wednesday and this morning. We'll probably even talk about this tonight because I think it's a multifaceted thing. We talked about it with Pastor Whitaker this morning. I read an article yesterday. I believe it was in the American Journal. I'm going to have to look that up, though. But there's a study that says keeping secrets, and I guess it would apply to keeping somebody else's secrets as well, can be bad for your mental health. It can be bad for your health. Your immune system, so you just shouldn't do it. What's your thoughts on secrets, Pastor Craig?
Well, there's different kinds of secrets. You can be holding on to secrets that are your secrets, or you can be holding on to somebody else's secrets. I think, you know, really the number one kind of secrets that can cause stress and affect your immune system is when you've got secrets and you will go to great lengths to keep them secret, which means, you know, you're not telling the truth or you're telling lies. And to hold that stuff in, especially if you're telling lies and you got to remember your lies because you don't want your secrets out, it can wear on you. There's no doubt about it.
Well, and if you're always worried about somebody else finding it out,
right,
that also can stress you.
Yes, absolutely.
But then the person who's holding the secret for you, that's also problematic.
Absolutely, especially if you're holding a secret for somebody about their wrongdoings, whether, you know, it's breaking the law or it's, you know, marital things, whatever. It can cause you a lot of stress too. And
that's
a
big one.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of when you know, let's say you know a couple and you know that one of them is cheating on the other. Now, do you tell the person? You know them both. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure. Secret.
Yeah, well, I'll weigh in on this, and it's not a very popular thing, but some of it has to do with just, you know, my faith. If I had a couple that I was friends with, and I found out that one of them was, you know, cheating on their spouse, I would go to that individual and tell him, you got to come clean, or you got to correct your ways. This is not a secret. I'm going to keep.
So you would tell?
Yes, I would give them the opportunity to make it right,
even if not asked by the spouse.
Right.
So I'm just going to go to them, and I'm going to tell them, but I'm going to give you the chance first.
I'm going to give you the chance first, but I'm not going to forever keep that secret, because, from your spouse.
Well, and you know, if this happened to me one time, it didn't blow out as bad as it could have, but I let's say this. I was not aware that the affair was happening full on, because I knew the couple. But I was pretty sure that it was going on, because I was seeing pictures and the person was saying things, and I was just picking up a weird vibe about the whole thing. And I remember saying to a third party, I'm seeing some weird stuff. Is there anything going on there? And at the time it was no. Well, it wasn't a month, 2 months later, the person found out that they were cheating on them. And then that third party person went to them and said, well, you know, Scott brought up a couple months ago that he was noticing some weird stuff, and that person got mad at me and said, why didn't you come to me?
Right.
And I said, if I would have came to you 2 months ago and said your wife was cheating on you and you didn't have any thought, you'd have been mad at me.
Right.
So that's trouble.
Yeah, and I've been in that situation, and it's one of those things that it's kind of like you said, somebody's going to end up being mad at you. Either the person that you told on, if you want to call it that, is going to be mad at you. Or if you don't say anything, and then the other person finds out, and then the other person finds out that you knew, they're going to be mad at you. You should have told me. You shouldn't have come and told it me. So I figure the best thing to do is give that person, give the guilty party an opportunity to make it right. And if not, you let the other side know and let the chips fall where they may.
Secrets, Matt.
I mean, if you have a secret, there should be no reason that you're stressed about somebody finding out, because if you have a secret, you just shouldn't tell people. People can't know if you didn't tell them. And also, but if somebody...
What if you robbed 3 banks, and in the process, somebody got hurt, and so you're keeping it a secret? Now, is that going to cause you some stress?
You see, I mean, yeah, but that's when. But I feel like that's more of a byproduct of the robbing a bank than the secret of you robbing the bank.
So, the byproduct is you get stress on your system. It's a byproduct. Basically, it just compounds the problem. In other words, you got some problems. And if you can rob banks and you can let people get hurt and not have a conscience about it, then keeping it a secret's not going to bother you, because you don't have a conscience. But if it bothers you, then it's also deep down inside bothering you that you even did that stuff in the first place. So it's just compounding a problem that you already have.
But
well, you and I had a little run-in with this a few weeks ago, because you said something off the air after one of the Friday night shows that I clearly knew was something that we would never talk about on the air, but I went to one of the, not thinking that this was some big secret, and I went to one of the other people who you were talking about that night and brought it up, and they kind of had a little freak out that they thought that I said it on the air, or why did you tell me this, and then they came to you even and said, why did you do that?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, secrets are burdens.
I mean, it was his secret, not mine. It doesn't bother me.
Well, it's always their secret. That's the point.
Personally, I don't like holding other people's secrets, because I feel like it's a waste of my time and energy to hold your secret.
But what do you do? Like, if you tell me a secret, now am I just supposed to... Well, it's not my secret. I can tell anybody.
The moment you tell somebody your secret, it's no longer a secret. Secrets are meant to be kept secret.
Oh, well, that's a big question. See, I don't know about that. Because I told the story. Oh, well, let's take the phone call and see where we're going with this one here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if I knew something, you know, if a guy was doing something, cheating on his wife or cheating on his taxes or, you know, done something, whatever, I wouldn't go running to tell. But I would tell the person, you know, if it's brought up or, you know, I'm asked about it, you know, I'm going to say the truth. But I wouldn't necessarily, you know, give the guy a chance to say something if he didn't, you know, go tattling to his wife.
So you disagree with Pastor Craig on that?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't give him the opportunity. I would just tell him, you know, if I'm asked about it or anything, I'm going to tell the truth because that's the way I am. I'm not going to cover for you. But I wouldn't go, you know, hunting down the wife and say, hey, you know, guess what, you know, Pete's been doing behind your back.
So you'd have to be, you would tell the truth if they asked you. But you would not make it a point to tell them.
If I come up, or you know, I was in a situation, you know, where I was asked, so you know, about anything going on with it, I would say it's the truth. But I wouldn't make a point to give a guy a week and you know, spill his beans, or I'm going to go spill the beans. You know.
What do you mean, Pastor?
Well, I could say, I would give him the opportunity to say something or to in the situation, correct the situation, but if he did not do that in a relatively reasonable amount of time, then I would have to say something. I know of a personal example where a woman's husband had been cheating on her for years, and one of her brothers finally broke down and told her, hey sis, you know, your husband's been cheating on you for about 10 years. And not only was she upset about her husband cheating on her, but she was also upset that her brother knew for that long. And then she found out that her two other brothers had known for 5 or 6 years. And I'll tell you what, that nearly tore the family apart, the fact that they wouldn't tell her.
But see how much damage is caused by you having to go tell her? I mean, if you just let the chips lay and, you know, if you told the truth, if asked about it, but, you know, you could go tell a woman and she could be mad at her husband, but she could also be mad at you for telling her, you know, if he didn't tell me, I wouldn't have known nothing about it, but, you know, everything would be all right. Well, you know.
Well, like I said in my example, I didn't tell the person, and they came back and said, why didn't you tell me?
Well, that's true. You know, they're always going to say why, but, you know, I just wouldn't make a point to, you know, to go spill on the beans, you know. Now, if he killed somebody or, you know, robbed somebody or something like that, you know, I'd have to spill the beans, you know.
So there's a line here of what you can tell and you can't tell.
Right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the opinion. Thank you.
Yep.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. See, I told you the secret is a very interesting thing. And I said again this morning, you know, I got tangled up in one of these secret messes earlier this year, and I'm not getting too deep back into it because it was a mess at the time. But I came on the air one day, and I think this is a unique position to be in, and I said something that somebody interpreted as a secret that I was going to give away about them. And they got very upset that they thought I was going to do that. Now, I never did it. I never did it. And what ticked me off about that situation was that they thought I would do it. I mean, as I said, I have kept secrets for politicians in this town. I have kept, if you say off the record, I keep it off the record. I have kept secrets from relationships. I have kept secrets from family members. There are tons of things I haven't said and certainly didn't broadcast on the airwave. And that this person thought that I would do that, I thought, boy, what is that? You know, but you know what? There it was, because it was a secret. And I thought, you know, this whole problem could have been averted if it wasn't a secret to begin with. If you have no secrets, you have no worries.
Yeah, but I think in general, you know, we carry around a lot of secrets about, you know, those close to us or those that we know, that in the, you know, in the overall scheme of things aren't, you know, a matter of, you know, life in jail versus getting off scot-free. But we carry around secrets of, you know, this person did this, which was, you know, maybe not right, that aren't burdensome. But when it gets to the point where people are telling lies to cover up their secrets, that's when it starts to be a problem.
Well, now, here's a big question. If somebody asks me, did such and such, such and such, now, if I say, because I want to keep the secret, if I say, I don't know, well, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
Because I do know.
Right.
So do I lie for them? Because now I'm a liar. They don't have to lie, but I got to lie.
I don't know. That's kind of a, you know, on a case-by-case basis, you really kind of, you know, some of those things, you know, you're not going to lie. And some of those things, how important is it? I don't know.
What do you think, Matt?
It's kind of like a loyalty versus character kind of thing.
Is it loyal, though? What about their loyalty to you? What if they all of a sudden have gotten nasty toward you?
What about it?
Do you still keep the loyalty to them?
I wouldn't be loyal to somebody who wasn't loyal to you.
Well, is being nasty not loyal?
I mean,
what's loyalty? Let's talk about that.
What's loyalty?
When you say loyalty, what are you talking about?
Friends that you would have forever.
What if you're no longer really friends?
Then what do you mean?
Like, if a friend tells me a secret and then we're no longer friends, can I just spill the beans on everything that happened during that friendship?
I mean, you're kind of grandfathered in.
Grandfathered to keep the secrets?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean,
I thought you just said,
like I said,
if they don't have loyalty to you, why do you have loyalty to them?
It's just...
See, this show's heavy duty, Matt.
This is a heavy duty show. So, were they telling? Okay, if you told
you know, Washington crosses the Delaware right out here. Did you ever hear that?
Were they telling your secrets?
I don't have any secrets. Now that sounds bad. See, I know that sounds bad,
Scott.
No, I honest to goodness, if I had any, I'd tell them to you.
Who's coming on the air tonight? Who's the new person on the air
Matt's
tonight?
Secret. That's not mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Matt's secret. That's not mine. No,
But you know.
Well, but I didn't lie to you. I didn't tell you that I didn't know. I do know. No, but the thing of that is, it is very interesting because I have been called secretive by a few people in life, but I find that to be a bunch of baloney because I don't really think that I'm secretive. I think what I am is more interested in other people than myself. I don't think I'm keeping secrets. Because if you ask me, I would tell you the truth about something.
Did you vote for Donald Trump in the 2020 election?
None of your business, and that's the truth.
So there you go.
So there you go. Rejoinder, right away. No, but I would never tell. There are certain things I'm never going to tell, and that would be the answer. None of your business. But I think that's not a lie.
No, that's not a lie. That's true.
I'm never going to tell who I voted for. I'm never going to talk about my personal beliefs as a religion, faith, whatever, because that is counterintuitive to this job. So I'm never going to put a yard sign in my yard for anybody. I mean, Glenn Coble worked for this station for 3 years. I will never say or give partiality to Glenn Coble on the air over Bill Collins. And I think Bill Collins knows that. So that's how you get there. But if it's about me, if it's just about me, I don't think I have any secrets. I mean, I don't know what they'd be. So I don't know where I'm a secretive person, but I've been called secretive.
Yeah, but I think you've been called secretive just because you protect certain aspects of your life. Like, for instance, who you voted for, what is your religion of choice or what are your faith beliefs. I think because of those things, you've been called secretive, but that's not really the kind of secrets that we're talking about.
Yeah, but you know, do people really care? See, I find that interesting. Do people really care who I voted for? Now, I think they care because they don't know.
That's the only reason they care.
Right.
And then if they knew, they wouldn't. Then they'd stop caring.
Well, I think people would be shocked to know who I vote for. That's all because I think they have misjudged it many, many times. And I think that's part of the community we live in. It's just more of a Republican community. So I think, I always say, there have been millions of studies done on the bias of the media. There has not been one study done on the bias of the audience. So if I am an honest journalist and I'm having both sides on, you're going to like when I have your guy on, and you're going to like when I don't, and you're not going to like when I don't have your guy on, so you're going to lace me one way or the other, when the fact is, that's not my Sheriff Bailey was in here. He's a Democrat. He told you who he would vote for and what he did and so on and so forth. I don't think you got one opinion from me in that interview, except that Sheriff Bailey was always nice to me.
Right.
And that's how an interview, I believe, should be done. Now, that's not how you have to do an interview. That's just my style.
Right.
But Matt, do you think I have secrets?
You probably have at least one.
What's buried? Ask him, Matt. Ask him what's buried in his backyard.
You know, I'll tell you, it's... we don't want to get into that. But, I'm just saying. Now, Matt, now we obviously don't want to get into this, but what would the secret you think I have be rolling about?
I don't know. I mean, maybe not secrets about yourself.
Well, you're just saying that I have to have a secret.
You have secrets.
I don't think I do. I really don't.
You have one secret that I know of.
Oh. Well, how did you find out about this secret?
Because you told me. You just didn't tell me
answers. I told you that. There are no secrets. Yeah, well, what does it have to do with?
Wait, Matt, you said that once a person tells somebody else, it's no longer a secret.
So the lady who put up the money for the Harding's dog collar.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I know that there was a person who put up money for Harding's dog collar, but you won't tell me who it is. That's a secret.
Well, yes it is, but again, I'm not lying to you. Right. I'm just saying this person told me not to tell, and I will take that to the grave.
Well, yeah.
Now, if they want to say who they are, that's their business. Right. But when they came to me, that was the deal. I'm not giving you the money unless you keep... That was one of the preconditions, unless you keep my name out of it. So, you know what? We wouldn't have the money if I had not kept their name out of it. So what are you going to do?
I don't think that's really a secret. I mean, okay, technically, yeah, that's a secret. But I don't really think it's a secret from the standpoint that... We know that there is a real-life person. We know that she is female. We know that she has put up $5,000. We know what that $5,000 is for. The only thing we don't know is her name. Yes, that's a secret, but that's not a secret like the kind of secrets we're talking about.
That's not my secret.
Right.
Like, there is nothing you could say about me as a person that I would be frightened by you saying. Right. I don't have to sit here and worry.
You can't damage his career by exposing
anything.
A secret about him. I mean, that, you know, a name of a person, that's not harmful to his career.
But, like, the secret of yours, if I said that on the air, that might have some repercussion.
Like... You'd never be allowed in this studio again.
That's right, we'd ban you from the place. No, but I mean, I don't have one of those. I really don't. Now, that sounds silly because next week I'll be caught and, you know, it'll be front page of the paper. But I really don't have a secret. So when people say I'm secretive, I always find that funny because I think what I am is just private.
Private. Private is a good word for that situation.
Yeah, but I'm not keeping secrets from you, because if you ask me, I would tell you. Either it's none of your business, or if it was just something, if it's about me, I would tell you. Why hide it? What am I going to keep a secret from?
Right.
You know, I mean, honest to goodness. Now, and not what they are, do you have a secret about that's damaging to you, but...
Maybe one.
Okay, so you have one. Maybe. Now, is it a burden to keep it?
Not really.
Okay, and it should stay a secret. Now, Pastor Craig, anything in your department?
I would have to say, yeah.
But does it bother you?
It doesn't bother me.
Okay, that's good. Because that's this whole point.
Right.
The question truly is about, does it hurt your health?
No, it doesn't. It does not in any way affect my health.
I think the secret would only like hurt your health if you were adversely overly thinking or stressing about it. Like, you can have a secret and just leave it there, and like, you don't even have to think about it. It can just be there.
I don't know. I really don't know. I think that I should be... If somebody tells me a secret, let me put it this way. If somebody tells me a secret, I should be allowed to tell it. I think that is a point, a big point. Should I not be... That's the question. If somebody tells me a secret, and I feel it's a burden to keep this secret, and we have no loyalty anymore, am I allowed to tell their secret?
I mean, you can... I think you have to look out for yourself. So in this situation, yes, being selfish is okay because it benefits you. You don't have to don't worry about the other person because otherwise it's going to affect you. Don't do this for the other person because it doesn't affect them, it affects you.
Well, I know a lot of secrets.
Do they cause you burden?
I don't think so. But I also don't know why everything has to be private that way.
If you were friends with someone and you were keeping a secret, then you were no longer friends with them.
Yeah, that's the point.
You still keep the secret. It's a matter of personal integrity. If there was a feeling that you should keep that a secret because you are friends with them, just because you're no longer friends, that aspect of it doesn't change. If it was for your integrity to keep it a secret when you were friends, it should still be for your integrity to keep it a secret.
I'll tell you where this becomes a problem. I'm going to use a big example that mostly everybody, they might not remember now because it happened many years ago, but the View, the television program, was a very popular program, is still a very popular program. But there was a time when Barbara Walters moderated that show, and everybody knew that was Barbara Walters' show, and she picked the women who were going to be on that show. And there was a lady on that show named Star Jones who became popular from being on that show. And the network came to Barbara Walters. Now, none of us knew this at home, but the network came to Barbara Walters and said, focus groups are bad. You've got to fire her. You've got to let her go. She is hurt damaging you with the audience. So Barbara Walters went to Star because she didn't want to hurt her and said, listen, you can say anything you want. You can say you got a new job, you want to take time off, work on yourself. We're not going to say you're fired because we don't want to damage your career, but you're not coming back. You're going to have to be let go. So Star goes on the air one day because The View was live and surprises Barbara Walters and says, I'm leaving The View, and come to find out, she had already told People magazine that Barbara was a liar and she came to me and I was fired. I did not quit. So was Barbara Walters, and it hurt Barbara Walters' credibility for a little while because people took her as an honest person. But she was trying to protect the career, and she stabbed her in the back. Now, that's where keeping a secret can get you shot.
It can. But I think in that situation, you know, Barbara Walters did the honorable thing. She wanted to look out for Star's career, and so she gave her an opportunity. You know, she was knowing what was coming down the line, that she was going to be fired, but she gave her an opportunity to leave undamaged. So I think Barbara did the right thing.
What do you think, Matt? Do you think that hurts Barbara Walters in the long term? Because I guarantee you it's in her book. She had to write about it. It's been written about because it was a big deal when she quit live on the air and said, hey, Barbara, you know, you're not exactly being honest here.
I think Barbara probably did it out of respect for Star, as to like Pastor Craig said, as to like not hurt her like career in any way. And then it is kind of mind boggling that she would just turn around and take the like respect that was given to her and then throw it back in Barbara's face.
Well, she was angry for being fired, I'm sure.
Yeah, but she could have just went out and said, "You're fired, leave."
She could have, but I think Barbara had some loyalty to her. So then you're talking about loyalty again. But it's interesting because once it came out, then Barbara had no loyalty to her anymore.
Loyalty is kind of like faith. You have to just trust that the other person is equally as loyal to you as you are them.
So that's my point. If the person has no loyalty to you anymore, do you have to be loyal to them?
Because
certainly once that loyalty was cut off, Barbara wasn't loyal anymore. And it ruined that friendship. I think they did reconcile before Barbara died, But, you know, it certainly was never the same. And it certainly didn't help Star Jones' career. She never had a hit again.
I think you take the high road. You try to maintain loyalty. Somebody stabs you in the back. I think it's reasonable to still maintain the loyalty, but be cautious, or at least don't give that other person another chance to stab you in the back. But if they've done it once, you know, I still think you maintain the high road as best you can.
But how many times in life have we heard, "I wish I would have known. I wouldn't have done that. I wish I would have known."
Hindsight's 20/20.
I think you just have to make your own personal decisions. And I think a lot of it is based in philosophy. You know, why are you upset about this? Why are you ashamed of this? Why is this a thing for you? I think there's a lot of whys there. Mm-hmm. You know? And so that's, I think, what do you think, Matt?
Washington's crossing the Delaware.
Yeah, we're getting close. We're getting close to Washington crossing the Delaware. Not yet, but we're getting there.
The whole thing, like, remaining loyal, I don't know, okay, so I don't know if it necessarily is wrong to not remain loyal to somebody who is no longer loyal to you, but it's just a lot easier. I mean, maybe you don't stay loyal to them, but, like, you just, like, let them go. Just leave
them
alone.
What if somebody asked you in a one-on-one conversation? Okay? What if somebody says, "Hey, did that person blah, 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 blah?" Now, do you answer then?
So, I'm usually under... So, like the man who called, I'm usually under the practice of don't tell unless asked. So, like, I would just... There's no point in telling if you're not going to ask, but if somebody were to ask and I know the answer to the question, I feel morally obligated to tell the truth as opposed to be like, "No, I don't know anything about that."
See, but the problem is, I think there's a statute of limitations on all secrets because, to be honest...
Oh, sure,
because
at some point secrets, the secret isn't going to matter anymore.
Well, it depends on the person who has
the secret. Too.
You know, I was talking with, I think Pastor Craig and I had this conversation off the air a few weeks ago when I was talking about the book that I was working on last year, and it's pretty well done, but there's a lot of stuff in there that I think people could misinterpret as me being negative towards somebody, so I guess they are secrets, but I just believe that time has run out on those. I don't believe that I have to keep those to my grave.
Right.
And what if people never learn of those things? Isn't that a problem? I mean, when we look at history, we just passed July the 4th. Now, Adams kept his diaries. And boy, we're so thankful of that now because now we know what actually was going on. Jefferson burned all his because he was keeping secrets, apparently. So, would you rather we just burn it all and nobody ever knows anything? Nixon was keeping secrets. Maybe we should just left him there. Yeah, he's fine. Just a little secret.
There you go.
I mean, it's a hefty subject. I mean, it's very difficult.
It is.
Because what is a secret and what is not? What do you do about it
when you read the secrets 50 years after everybody's dead?
Yeah, and then you're all, you know what? Then you realize, "Oh, okay. Well, that was interesting that was going on."
Yeah.
You know, to sell a book today, you've got to have secrets.
Yeah.
I just don't see it as a big deal. Because if it's in your past, if it's in your rearview window, who cares? Why are... And I'll tell you, you will eventually get caught in a lie if you're keeping somebody's secrets.
And you know what? If you're keeping somebody's secrets and you got to lie about it, that's why it causes you stress. Because eventually you know it's going to get out.
Right, and it's going to make you look like a liar.
Right.
And I guarantee you, Barbara Walters had many women come and go on that show after Star Jones, and I don't remember her doing cover stories after that, which she probably would have, which some of those women probably could have benefited from by her saying, "Listen, you can leave on your own terms, we'll say anything you want," but because she was betrayed once by it, she probably never did it again.
Right.
So there you go. You burnt the bridge for a lot of other people.
That's right.
Now, boy, this flew right by, didn't it?
It did.
All right, so Matt, tonight we've got Friday Night Live. Now let people know what's coming on 8 to 10 tonight because that's going to be something that you better set your watch by.
8 to 10, we're going to have me, Scott, a special guest. Don't miss that. It'll be amazing. And there's also going to be Sean.
And the special guest, the tease is, it's a girl.
Yeah.
It's somebody who's been on this station.
Once before.
Never on the Friday night show.
Correct.
And I believe they were only on for maybe 10 minutes. They've been on the station 10 minutes.
Sounds about right.
There you go.
But Matt is holding a secret. Her name.
But I didn't tell you to hold that secret. That's your secret.
Okay.
Not mine.
Okay.
But tonight, you want to tune into that. And well, we've got a top 10 list tonight. Bob Welch dropped off a top 10. I'm not even going to give you the category because it's so hilarious.
I wanted to know the category.
Oh, well, I'll give you the category just so people will tune in tonight. Yeah, because I don't want to keep secrets. So here's the category tonight. So get ready for this tonight. The top 10 category is tonight. Top 10 reasons why Adam belongs in the Radio Announcers Hall of Fame. I'm sure you will agree with me.
I gotta listen to
Oh, my.
I'm listening.
And there
tonight.
Are 10 of those reasons. And do you like the sidebar there in quotes? I'm sure you will agree with me. That's an Adam quote. So there you go.
There you go.
He calls in on the Family Feud, you know.
Sure.
I'm sure you'll agree with me.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, tune in tonight for those 10.
It's a really good answer. It's probably not on there, but it's a really good answer. I'm sure you'll agree with me.
And there's a good impression. So that'll be tonight, 8:15 to 10 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss that for Love Nor Money. But again, it's high expectations, so we're all... You know, we believe it's going to be great, so she'll come in and she'll either be great and that'll be fascinating and it'll be spine-tingling, or she'll come in and she'll bomb and that'll be a real letdown.
And so then we'll be looking for a new one next week.
That's right. The list will just keep on going, but we don't think so. So tune in tonight.
Scott's revolving door.
Yeah, Scott's revolving door of four. The three of us come back every week, but the fourth just... that's like one of those, revolving doors. All right, Matt, go ahead.
So... For Scott Spears, Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan, and everybody else here at WWGH, where Washington crosses the Delaware, thanks for listening.
Ohio, you can listen to our show, The Pastor Spot, every week at 9:15 in the morning on Fridays, and you can call in if you have any questions. Maybe you need something we need to pray about. But every week we have a great discussion, and we look at the world through a biblical perspective, and we look forward to you listening to the show.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH.